And I'm trying to get the pages to load, but they're so filled with ads that they're not loading well.
Well, while you're doing that, Dr. Sun, the Healthline says this is good for you, Dr. Sun. It may relieve constipation. Mm-hmm. People who experience constipation may find that drinking sparkling water relieves their symptoms. A 2-week study in 40 elderly people, who had suffered strokes, average bowel movement frequency nearly doubled in the group that drank carbonated water compared to the group that drank plain tap water. Participants reported a 58% decrease in constipation symptoms.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
40 elderly people, hi, Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3005 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and try to catch up on some of these voice letters. Big Fatty, you got you're constipated with them. Hello, 1 weekers. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're 1 weekers. You're 1 weekers because y'all, 1 week. 1 week from today, Granny and Durwood and I will be getting on the aluminium tube of death and going at the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And y'all, we're off. We're off to New Orleans for the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's just going to be lovely. Just going to be lovely. We get in sometime mid-afternoon, I think, and then who knows? Who knows what'll be going on that evening? Big Fatty, I'm sure it'll be something vulgar. I'm sure it will be. Well, I can always hope it'll be something vulgar. But y'all, the time is here. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, lots of things going on with the suits, getting the last minute things together. Y'all, and y'all, this is a tense time. It's a tense time with everybody, because y'all, the clock is ticking louder and louder. Big Fatty, it's kind of like your I'm going to quit the little show clock. No, maybe. But y'all, the clock is ticking louder and, you know, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, who the hell knows? We're all just a little more tense. We're all a little more tense right now. And y'all, I just have to keep reminding everybody, okay, let's all just take a little deep breath. And it'll be just lovely. And y'all, even if something fucks up, everybody will be so appreciative. Big Fatty, you know they will. They better be. And y'all, it's just gonna be a gay old time down there in New Orleans. And all I gotta say is we've about closed out the chances to sign up for everything except for the Brufkas. The Brufkas Buffet on that Saturday the 17th. Y'all, but that I think that deadline is for right. Yes, Big Fatty, it's all just falling right into place. The theme to Love Island. It's true. Y'all, speaking of Love Island, y'all, tonight, tonight, Wednesday night, hump day. Now, how appropriate that the Love Island ends on hump day. Very vulgar. But y'all, the last episode is tonight. And y'all, So if you hadn't seen the Love Island, Big Fanny, why bother now? Well, I guess that's true. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, I had a little supper. I had another piece of the last piece of my pizza pie and another of those bag chopped Caesar salad kits. Y'all, they're really good. And y'all, but they make me gassy. They make Big Fanny. What else is new? but I had that for my supper, and what did I have? I had a little something for dessert, too. I don't remember what it was. Oh, it was some of those ginger snaps and the strawberry cream cheese. Y'all, it's just a little something. and y'all then peddled around here in the villa, and y'all then we recorded. But first... last night, y'all, that episode's already, old Crooked Hat's right on the ball, and y'all, in the chat room, we had my friend Rick of, Rick and Jerry, y'all, you know, Rick has been saying that he thinks that what's his name? Nick. Big Fanny, is that the one that goes to Dudley Do Rights with you? No, but they both have something in common. Rick thinks that Nick is the homosexual, and y'all, there are signs. Well, we found out last night, according to Alex Lefebvre, that having an Asian girlfriend is just the one step before admitting that you're homosexual. Big Fanny. After y'all, and we talked a long time. We had a good group in there. We had old Crooked Hat and me and Alex Lefebvre, and we had the Faye Driver and Moose P, and seems like there was somebody else. I can't think if somebody else could be bothered to be there or not. Oh yes, because it was that old Chris from New Jersey. Oh yes, that's right. He was bothered enough to come. Y'all, he's admitted that he's finding the Big Brother quite interesting and enjoyable. Y'all, after that, y'all, I watch the Love Island because I wasn't going to have time to watch it prior to the recording. And so I watched that, and then I watched the beginning of that Stephen Colbert little show. And y'all, then I crawled into the Love Chamber. And y'all, that damn Whitman Tinker, y'all, I don't know how he got the code to the alarm system, but y'all, he's wiggled his way back in to the Love Chamber. And y'all, I don't know when I finally went to sleep, but I did. But y'all woke up Tuesday morning to the sound of the trash truck, so I kind of laid there in the bed for a little while. And y'all, this was a little bit before 8 o'clock when the trash truck came, so I definitely was still tired. And y'all, I lay there a little while longer, and I thought, well, I'll get up and do my nipple walk. And y'all, I looked, and it was already 96% humidity, and it was already almost into the 90s. And I just said, no. So y'all, I got up and I had my coffee, y'all, and I started working on the Pride 48 stuff. Y'all, we're gonna play the password. The password is bing, as the game show for the opening show of Pride 48. And so y'all, I was working on the clues and how we're gonna show it to the audience and all this kind of stuff. And so I was working on that, y'all. It took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. And but y'all, after that, I got my Y'all, I had a little breakfast, and then I got my share. And y'all, I was going to lay down and take a nap, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go and run a few errands. So y'all, I went over to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I got me one of those rotisserie chickens, and y'all, then they had a package. It was a garlic and herb flank steak, and y'all, it's just a little 2-pound piece of meat, Benny, and so I got that, and y'all, then I went down to the coal mine. Y'all, I wanted to borrow their paper cutter, and so I was cutting up the clues for the Pride 48 password, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and y'all, the last of the items that I've ordered for Pride 48, the schedule cards, and it was one other little secret thing. y'all had arrived, and so y'all, I got those, and y'all, then I cooked my flank steak, and I threw those ribs that I bought last week on the grill, and y'all, I'm going to have another of those Caesar salad kits with some flank steak for my supper, and then have my, I'm going to cook my, what do you call those, my Brussels sprouts, and yes, Big Fatty, and you'll be tooting it up, and y'all, and that pretty much, oh, y'all, the other thing, y'all, I went by the dollar store, y'all, I was looking for a cricket, Big Fatty, and y'all, do you know what a cricket is? Y'all, it's one of those little clicky things, Big Fatty, I thought a cricket was on the old Stink Pot show. Well, there is a cricket on the Stink Pot show, but that's not a clicky thing. That's a ugh. Anyway, y'all went looking for a cricket, and y'all couldn't find one. So I asked old Cricket Hat to order me one. A Big Fatty, I know the old people love a cricket, and so y'all, we're gonna have a cricket down there in New Orleans. Big Fatty, going all out this year. The old people love a cricket. It's true. And so anyway, I cooked my flank steak and my barbecue ribs on the grill, and I'm gonna get ready to eat those here in just a minute. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Good Chat again. I hope I'm not bothering you or interrupting any humpity bumpity going on. I just wanted to call and tell you about my night. So I take care of two little puppy dogs at a assisted living apartment. Or I should say, senior living with assistance is what it's called. Apparently, I've been told by the residents there not to call it assisted living because it's not. And I think that's hilarious. And better than reality TV some nights to go there because it's just crazy. The people are all nutty. They all know Ozzy and Lucy, and they have to stop and say hi to them all the time. And Mel is dying of cancer. He's got cancer bad, and chemo is not helping. And he's 89 years old, and his family has informed me that I may be the lucky one to find him someday, which I'm hoping I don't. But every time I go in the morning to get Ozzy, I have to make sure that Mel's breathing so I can inform people if he's not, which is fun. But anyway, tonight I got back from walking Ozzy, and I fed him, and I usually, you know, they tell Mel what he did on his walk, and then I usually go. So for tonight, there was a big confusion on if he got his heartworm medication and his flea and tick medication, and where it was if he didn't get it. And he insisted that it was in a bottle, and then it came in the mail, and so I spent half an hour looking around the apartment for this liquid, because usually it is a liquid that you put on the dog. Except for now there's this new thing that apparently lasts 3 months and it's a pill form. And so I spent a half an hour only to find out he already got it on Sunday. That was my fun time. And then when I wanted to go, you know, say goodbye and go, so I continue on my day because I still have other dogs to put to bed. It was the Minnesota goodbye. I don't know if you've heard about this, but in Minnesota, when you say goodbye to somebody, usually talk for another 20 to 30 minutes before you're able to go. It can be a pain in the butt sometimes because you say, I got to go like 5 or 6 times, and it just continues on. But anyway, you have a good night. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all now, of course, is that Gus Chan and Gus Chan. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Gus Chad, I just hold you in very high regards because Gus Chad has his own company, and he obviously has a special what's the word I'm looking for? But he has a special way with pets, and y'all, he has found his niche, and I don't know how his company's doing and everything, but Gus Chad, I think that this is exactly the kind of thing that you are going to be very successful with. And Gus Chad, Your comment about the Minnesota goodbye.
Yes, Big Fatty. Old Vader comes up to people when he sees you talking to him at a party and tries to rescue them. Well, that's kind of same thing. But
Gus Chad, I'm just going to tell you something. There are many of us in Pride 48 that have aging parents and folks that are just kind of coming to terms.
Yes, Big Fatty, are you talking about Granny?
Well, kind of. Anyway, I think that you are as kind to these folks as you are to the pets. And I know that's not your job. But I'm just going to tell you that I think you're just a good person to stand there and do that. And I know it drives you crazy from time to time, but I'm just going to tell you I'm convinced it means the world to older folks that to have someone, especially someone younger like yourself, that they can just talk to for just a few minutes. They know they're holding you up and all, but I think it means the world to them when you can take a few minutes out of your day and share it with them. And I want to thank you for doing that.
Big Fatty, that is just so sweet.
And y'all, I think we all can take a take a page from the Gus Chan playbook, and let's just slow down a little bit and just care for our fellow man. And you don't know what the old gal used to say. You don't know what other people are dealing with, and Oh, I see. And so y'all, a little more kindness in this world is something that we can all do our own little part to make it happen.
Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you just got all... You must be melancholy because you couldn't find a cricket, I guess.
But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Heading out to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel. And Peter G., I know you're not coming to Pride 48 this year. We're going to miss you terribly. But tell people what they can expect.
40 elderly people, I decided.
Oh, no, Big Fatty, we're up to 57 elderly people.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.